This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Charles Werner is chief of the city's fire department, and he joins me live on the program. Chief, tell us a little bit about what you're seeing from this wind. You sent me a picture just this afternoon of a tree that fell into a car. Could have killed somebody if somebody was sitting in there.
Unfortunately, that's true, and what we're seeing is Mother Nature is doing what I think she has intended to do, and that is the wind is designed to come in at strong times and take down some of the dead trees, although the intention was not to affect us necessarily, but that's the impact. So we're starting to see now where trees are being blown down. A lot of them are dead. They're falling on cars, on power lines, and then from that it's creating brush fires. It's creating some road hazards where we have to block the road until that can be taken care of. We had one on Rugby, on Preston Avenue today. We had to close the road on Mulberry Avenue. And then associated with that, around the county, there have been a number of incidents that have threatened structures, and it is ongoing as we speak.
We're talking with Charles Werner. He's chief of the city's fire department, dealing with a host of issues today thanks to this wind surge that came in this morning, and it's just been amazing. Do we know how fast these winds have been?
No, I really couldn't say too much about that, but they are gusting high, and I think they were saying that gusts could be anywhere from 40 to 50 miles per hour with a 15 to 20 or even higher steady wind.
Yeah,
today.
That's really something. Now, you mentioned brush fires. Explain this to us, these high winds and brush fires and what you're dealing with right now.
Well, today has been issued a red flag day, which means that it's really serious fire conditions as far as brush fires because we have very low humidity, high wind, and we have a lot of fuel that's on the ground that's fallen from other storms. So once you get a brush fire that starts, this high wind will take it and really run with it far and wide and very quickly.
Yeah, and as far as the trees down, the roads that were closed earlier this afternoon, those have all been reopened?
I believe they've been reopened.
Okay, and but to your knowledge, thus far, nobody is hurt, though we have had some pretty big trees come down.
Right. As far as we know, there have been no injuries in the events of today, and we'll keep our fingers crossed. I think this is to 7 o'clock or 9 o'clock this evening before it's expected to settle down.
Goodness gracious.
And the other thing to mention here is This is the time of year when we start going into brush fire season anyway. And, in fact, tomorrow the forestry laws go in effect that don't allow outdoor burning until after 4 p.m. and a whole lot of
Okay. That's tomorrow. Now, remind us what that is. It starts tomorrow.
Starts tomorrow. Basically, the forestry laws stay in effect. This is more specific to the county because they don't allow burning within certain distances, and anybody that's interested in burning should call the county for the specifics on that, but no burning before 4 p.m. without certain precautions that are taken. And particularly now, since today has really dried things out, even if the wind isn't blowing as much tomorrow, the dangers are out there specifically. But one point specific to the city, there is no burning allowed in the city anytime. So, and the reason for that is because we're so close to buildings and fires can spread really quickly.
Yeah, but as of tomorrow, no burning in the county before 4 p.m., but you'd recommend just to hold off for a while anyway because this wind's so strong it's dried everything out.
Well, I would say that you really need to be careful. This is a really dangerous time of year, and fires can take off really quickly, and just the least little breeze can take a fire far beyond what you ever expected.
Yeah. Charles Werner, thank you, buddy. Stay in touch, and thank you, and again, thanks to all the great work that that your team does. We really appreciate it.
Well, the firefighters in the city and county are taking care of people today and doing their business as usual, but, you know, make sure that people do their part to stay safe.
Absolutely. Charles Werner is chief of the Charlottesville Fire Department. Take care.
Thanks.
And an update just on the wind today, just unbelievable. Wind gusts as high as anywhere 30 up to 50 miles an hour. A lot of dead trees coming down. You know, this is a good time of year to get out, walk your property if you need to, your yard, whatever it is. And I've done this myself, and you will find sometimes you'll find a dead tree that really needs to come down. I found one right near the kids' playground, right near the swing set, and I'm glad we took that down. Big old dead pine tree. I didn't even know it was there until I really started looking for it. So the rule goes into effect tomorrow. No burning in the county before 4 p.m. And if you don't need to burn, don't, because it's just really windy and it is that time of year.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit seavillepodcast.com for more.